Culture Class, Holidays in Indonesia, Lesson 21, Youth Pledge. Hello, and welcome to the Culture Class, Holidays in Indonesia series at IndonesianPod101.com. In this series, we're exploring the traditions behind Indonesian holidays and observances. I'm Eric, and you're listening to Season 1, Lesson 21, Youth Pledge. In Indonesian, it's called
Sumpah Pemuda.
Youth Pledge is a historical milestone in the Indonesian path to independence. Youth Pledge was created by the Second Youth Congress, held on October 27 and 28, 1928 in Jakarta. Mobilized by the nationalist movement of that time, the Youth Congress was a large thorn in the side of the colonial Dutch. In this lesson, we'll learn how the different regions of Indonesia gave meaning to this day. Now, before we go into more detail, do you know the answer to this question? What is the content of the Youth Pledge? If you don't already know, you'll find out a bit later, so keep listening. As part of the movement that encouraged the birth of the Republic of Indonesia, Youth Pledge Day was often used to encourage activists to sharpen their spirit of nationalism, or in Indonesian,
nasionalisme.
One of the main activities is the Youth March. In many areas, processions of students from schools show a variety of creations, including traditional clothing, dances, local culture, and drum bands, as well as various creative arts. The convoy marches while carrying the Indonesian flag, or
bendera.
The youth pledge is read aloud proudly for all to hear during this march. The youth pledge's momentum is also used to foster and develop the unity of language, or
Bahasa,
in Indonesia. In a country that has 442 local languages, the Indonesian language has a vital function as a way to unify all the people. Activities held during Language Month include events of expression, increasing the use of Indonesian language, and a number of speech competitions. The targets are not only students, teachers, and lecturers, but also society in general, and foreign Indonesian speakers abroad. The Youth Pledge is also often commemorated by holding traditional games festivals. Traditional games, which usually involve group cooperation and physical challenges, are one more way to help strengthen a feeling of unity among Indonesian youth. A few of the most popular games include
Egrang,
or stilt walking, and
Balap Karung,
a sack race. Another well-known game is called
Kasti,
which was likely inspired by baseball and softball, though the equipment and the rules are slightly different. For example, instead of four bases,
Kasti
uses only three, called
Hong,
and runners can be sent out by hitting him or her with the ball. To make the day even merrier, some games are played while wearing costumes. These festivals also serve various Indonesian traditional foods and delicacies, such as
soto,
which is a soup-like dish with white rice or noodles, meat and vegetables, and
lemper,
which is a sticky rice cooked in coconut milk and wrapped in banana leaf. Now it's time to answer our quiz question. What is the content of the Youth Pledge? Part of the Youth Pledge states that the Second Youth Congress are Indonesian young men and young women with one motherland, one nation, and one language, Indonesian. So listeners, how did you like this lesson? Did you learn anything interesting? Does your country's history also have a manuscript like the Youth Pledge? Leave us a comment telling us at IndonesianPod101.com, and I'll see you in the next lesson.